Enrique Andrade. That was a fabulous summer. Pérez Prado and his 12-professor orchestra came to liven up the carnival dances at the club terrazas of Miraflores and the lawn tennis of Lima. A national mambo championship was organized in Plaza de Acho, which was a great success in spite of the threat by Cardinal Juan Gualberto Guevara, Archbishop of Lima, to excommunicate all the couples who took part. And my neighborhood, the Barrio Alegre of the Miraflores street, Diego Ferré, Juan Fanning, and Colón, competed in some Olympic games of mini soccer, cycling, athletics, and swimming with the neighborhood of Calle San Martín, which, of course, we won. Extraordinary things happened during that summer of 1950. For the first time, Cojino Balañas fell for a girl, the redhead Saminahuel. And she, to the surprise of all of Miraflores, said yes. Cojinova forgot about his limp, and from then on walked around the streets thrusting out his chest like Charles Atlas. Tico Tirabante broke up with Ilse and fell for Laurita. Victor Ojeda fell for Ilse and broke up with Inge. Juan Barreto fell for Inge and broke up with Ilse. There was so much sentimental restructuring in the neighborhood that we were in a daze. People kept falling in and out of love. And when they left the Saturday night parties, the couples weren't always the same as when they came in. "How indecent," said my scandalized Aunt Alberta, with whom I had lived since the death of my parents. The waves at the Miraflores beaches broke twice, the first time in the distance, 200 meters from the shore. And that's where those of us who were brave went to ride them in without a board, and they carried us 100 meters to the spot where they died only to reform into huge, elegant waves and break again in a second explosion that carried body surfers smoothly to the pebbles on the beach. During that extraordinary summer, at the parties in Miraflores, everybody stopped dancing waltzes, corridos, blues, boleros, and huarachas because the mambo had demolished them. The mambo. An earthquake that had all the couples, children, adolescents, and grown-ups at the neighborhood parties moving, jumping, leaping, and cutting a figure. And certainly, the same thing was happening outside Miraflores, beyond our world and our life, in Lince, Breña, Chorrillos, or even the more exotic neighborhoods of La Victoria, downtown Lima, Rimac, and El Porvenir, where we, the Miraflorans, had never set foot and didn't ever plan to set foot. And just as we had moved on from waltzes and huarachas, sambas and polkas, to the mambo, we also moved on from skates and scooters to bicycles, and some, Tato Monge and Tony Espejo, for example, to motor scooters, and even one or two to cars, like Luchin, the overgrown kid in the neighborhood, who sometimes stole his father's Chevrolet convertible and took us for a ride along the seawalls, from terrazas to the stream at Armendariz, at 100 miles an hour.